Hey, babe. I'm sorry I'm calling so late. I might be at work for a while again. Yeah, a lot of teams are being pulled to work on this project around the clock, and all the sexual wellness secretaries are being requested to stay and provide relief and tension releasing services. Especially my boss. You know how he is. I know, you wanted to spend a night in together, relax, watch some Netflix. Maybe play around a little bit, but honey, we're just gonna have to postpone that for just a little bit. Anyway, I have to tell you something. I'm ovulating tonight. You know what that means, remember? When I'm ovulating, that means that only Sir can come inside me. We've talked about this, baby. The company has a new benefits program. If a sexual wellness secretary is impregnated at work by someone on the management team, the company will pay to support the child for the next 18 years. They pay for everything: childcare, education, heck, every diaper, school book, and clothing can be put on the expense report. Yeah, they're pretty serious when they say that we're like a family here. Anyway, if we are able to take advantage of it, it's worth thousands and thousands of dollars. That's why I need to make my pussy available to my boss as much as possible, especially when I'm fertile, like tonight. You and I have been wanting to have a baby for so long now. This would save us so much money. I know, technically it won't be your baby, but it will still be mine. That matters to you, right? Oh, honey, that's such an old-fashioned way of putting it. I chose you to be the one to take care and raising the child. That matters so much more than which man fertilizes my egg, don't you think? It's not like he'll be participating in any parenting duties. He's a very busy man, and I mean, I should know. I read his schedule. He'll be the father. He's just providing the genes. And, sir, well, he has very good genes, you know? He's very handsome and intelligent and well-built, and I mean, it's not that you aren't any of those things, baby. It's just that if I needed to choose a man to shoot a sperm donation straight into my womb, he'd make a good candidate, that's all. And I've heard rumors about his his potency. Okay, honey, how about this? I have a few minutes alone in the room here. If you're feeling so frustrated, why don't I just help you out over the phone? Come on, baby. I know how much you love it when I get you off over the phone. I know how much my voice turns you on. Come on. Take your cock out for me, baby. There you go. I heard you unzip. Isn't that much better, letting loose your cock for me? All this talk about breeding me with another man's seed has gotten you all hot and bothered, hasn't it? Me too, baby. Me too. Oh, fuck. I would get my panties all soaked if I was wearing any right now. Are you touching yourself, baby? Good. Me too. Now stroke your cock for me. Yes. Stroke that cock. I've spread my legs, honey. Are you thinking about fucking my pussy? Honey, you know I can't let you into my pussy. I can't let you into my pussy until Sir has put his baby in me. But I have some other holes too, you know? Other holes you could fit your cock into. I know you love to use my mouth, baby. Fuck. My hot, wet mouth with my teasing, wet tongue. I have an idea. This weekend, I'll be your little blowjob bunny, okay? Yeah, you like that? You can use my mouth whenever you want. I'll suck and lick anything you want. Anywhere you want. And I mean anywhere. Baby, I'll even...
Sir! Sir, how long have you been standing there?
What? The client finally approved the project? Oh my god, that's great! You've been looking for me? Yes, sorry, I had to call my husband really quick. Yeah, he's on the line. I'll tell him I have to go. You heard us playing. Oh, fuck. My tits. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I know. During how many hours? All our sexual activity should be restricted to my work duties. You let it slide this time? Because it turned you on? Thank you, sir. Oh, gosh, sir, your hands. Fuck yeah, they feel good. Hey, babe. Sir heard some of our conversation. And he says he feels bad if we just left you hanging like this. Look. So he says it's okay if we want to listen to me. Listen to me get him off. Is that okay with you, honey? I'll just put the phone down on the desk right next to me, okay? I'll switch the settings so you should be able to hear us still. Congratulations, sir, on your latest win. You couldn't have done it without me. You flatter me, sir. I was just doing my job. Especially the hand jobs and the blow jobs. Speaking of blow jobs, yes, sir. On my knees. Oh, sir. You're so hard already. You've been so busy, you haven't really touched me today. You must be so pent up. Guess you wanted to save it until now? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I almost forgot my husband is listening to us. Honey, Sir says I should be describing what he's doing to me. I'm crouched with my legs open, my arms behind me, holding myself against the desk. He's standing over me, rubbing his cock on my face, leaving sticky trails of pre-cum all over it. He likes to mark me like this, usually first thing in the morning. Marks me like his personal cum dump for everyone to see. While I lick on his fat balls. suck. I'm gonna worship his balls for hours. He says he loves it when I tongue his ball sack clean until it's shiny with my saliva. His balls are so heavy, honey. Oh, so heavy and full of cum. Sucking and licking his balls to ensure I get a nice thick release later on. Well, I think he's going to give me a big load tonight, babe. A thick, creamy load. For my raw, unprotected cunt. Yes, sir. Eyes on you. Mouth open. Tongue out. Fuck, your cock feels so big in my mouth. I love it when you face fuck me, sir. I'm your little oral cum slut. Use me for your pleasure, sir. As you wish. Whatever, wherever you please. No, sir, I don't have to rush home. I'll stay as long as it pleases you. I'd love to help you release all that tension you've held on to all day. Thank you, sir. I love knowing you consider me your favorite company cum dump. Yes, sir, I'll get into your favorite position. Bent over the desk, my skirt hiked up over my ass. And my hands reaching behind me to spread open my cheeks for you. Did you hear that, babe? Sir, thank you for letting him use me. He's so nice, isn't he? Honey, you're still touching yourself, right? Try not to finish before sir does, okay? It would be so rude to finish so soon while he's working so hard to give you a show, right? To give you a glimpse of how he treats your wife every day. Working so hard to give your wife a good, proper fucking tonight, right? You're going to give me a good, proper fuck, aren't you, sir? I can tell you are. Your cock is so thick and hard right now as it teases me, sliding back and forth along my pussy lips, letting my wetness drip down to lubricate head and your shaft. You are victorious today, sir. You worked so hard and you conquered that account. Now it's time to reward yourself. Let me offer my pussy to be your prize, sir. Let me offer my pussy to be that hot, wet hole you can sink your cock and your stress into. Fuck, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh, that is big. Oh, no matter how many times you fuck me, I swear I'll never get used to your girth. Your fat cockhead spreading apart my quivering pussy lips. Your thick, veiny shaft stretching apart my insides. Out of all the cocks I've taken, no one fills me up like you do. You think I feel more wet than usual? I don't know, sir. Oh, maybe I'm turned on by my husband listening to you fuck me. Turned on by thinking of him sitting home alone, jerking off the sound of his wife moaning and whimpering as she's pinned down on a desk, spread open, mounted from behind. Jerking off to the sound of his wife's moaning and whimpering. She's pinned down on the desk, spread open and mounted from behind. I have bigger, better cock. A cock that can make her come. Again and again and again. Fuck. Fuck. Sir, you're fucking me from behind like a bull. Pull on my hair while you pound me with your fat cock. Dominate my cunt while my husband listens. Let him know who owns my cunt with every thrust of your manhood. Oh god, yes, oh god, yes. You own my cunt. You own my cunt. Yes, yes, yes. Oh god, yes, I'll come for you. I'll come for you, I'll come for you. Oh god, yes, yes, sir. I'll quiver and squirt around your cock. Oh god, yes, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Oh please, oh please, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Thank you, sir. Thank you for making me come. Yes, so I'll lay back on the desk and spread my legs for you. Should I expose my breasts so you can watch them jiggle while you fuck me? Yes, sir. Get on top of me and put your cock back inside me. Put your cock back deep into the flooding wetness of my pussy where it belongs. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, sir. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes, sir. I'm fertile. I'm tabulating. How did you know? You can tell? I suppose a man like you would know. When a woman is fertile, ready to be bred. Oh, fuck. Sir, I've heard rumors of the women you've impregnated. The previous branches you worked at. Was it 5, sir? 6. Busy boy. Naughty boy. 6 married women you've bred and impregnated. 6 married women you've taken and fucked and filled with your seed again and again until you gave them back to their husbands with their swollen bellies filled with your child. Sir, would you like me to be your 7th? Yeah, you would? You hear that, honey? Sir says he loves the idea of impregnating me. He loves the idea of putting a baby in your wife. Oh, aren't you so happy to hear that? Oh, sir. Fuck, sir. Yes, sir. Fuck me harder. Oh, fuck me harder. I've been waiting for this for so long, sir. From the moment I saw you, I knew I wanted to have your baby. Every time you bent me over, spread my legs, all I could think of was being bred by you. Every time you shot your load inside me, I would come on your cock dreaming about being filled with your hot seed. Oh God, yes, sir. Yes, Griffin, raise my ankles and spread my legs wide. Get me ready to take your cum. The doctor said I would be most fertile right after I stopped using birth control. And since then, you've been the only man I've let inside me. Not even my husband. He's not allowed until you're finished with me. Until you're finished spilling your hot cum into me. Into my raw, unprotected pussy. That means I've never been so ready. To be filled with your potent seed. Baby, you're still on the line. It's time for you to come, okay? Time for you to come. Time for you to shoot your load into your hand. While Sir shoots his load inside your wife's womb. While you're cleaning your soft cock with a Kleenex. Sir's hard cock will still be thrusting his thick loads of semen deep inside me. Sir's breeding your wife's defenseless willing cunt. Sir's pounding your wife's fertile, unprotected womb rot with his big cock. And there's nothing you can do about it. Sir, I can feel you so close. I can feel your cock twitching, your balls tightening. Fill me with your seed, sir, please. Spill your seed inside me. Spill your seed inside me. Should you come inside me? Come inside me, kiss. Come inside me, please, please. Oh God, yes, 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 yes. Just in case. Babe, I know you're still there. I'll be spending the night at the office. Master is usually good for a few more rounds, and I don't want to waste the night. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Yes, sir. Let's use the pull-out couch tonight. It'll be the only pulling out we'll be doing tonight.